Hello, you guys, and welcome back to the podcast. Okay, here on CastBox, this is Different Perspectives. I am your host, Yana Berry, and my name is Acriana, but you guys call me Yana Berry, okay? That's my alter ego. But no, what I was saying is that I am glad that you guys are back here on the podcast. I'm glad that I'm back here on the podcast because it's been forever. I'm such a Capricorn. I can be a procrastinator sometimes, but I do know how to make my way around. I know how to organize. I know how to get back to the organization, okay? And right now, or it's like a while ago, I've been going through a lot of things, like a lot of emotional healing, a lot of emotional grieving. This is something that I'm going to be talking about today, okay, April 28th, 2022, because I have these written in my notes. I have them written in my notes because we have the full moon coming up in Scorpio on May the 10th. And then we also have the solar eclipse, the partial solar eclipse, new moon in Taurus. And so that is going to be on April the 30th of 2022, which is a few days from now. And so, well, a couple of days from now. And so, I just, you know, this is a good time to talk about this. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of myself that I finally got a chance to download my podcast back, to speak to my supporters, to speak to the ones that are here listening, the ones that appreciate me giving you guys this knowledge, and not even giving you guys this knowledge, but just me passing down this knowledge from my own perspective. And so, that is why I have the name of the channel, Different Perspectives. And also, you guys can check out the YouTube channel, Different Perspectives Tarot, okay, by yours truly. All right, let's get started. So, you guys, it's been a while. I know it's been a long time. Your girl was seriously going through, like, I was going through so much. Like, and I still am, but now I'm having more of a even balance than what was, and you know, we're just elevating, we just keep climbing the ladder because I am a Capricorn sun, so I just keep climbing the ladder. So with you guys, with the full moon being in Scorpio, right, the full moon is not on the 10th. The Mercury retrograde. Mercury goes retrograde on May the 10th, okay? And it goes retrograde in the sign Taurus, which is my moon sign. So, Mercury goes retrograde on May the 10th, 2022. And then we have the full moon in Scorpio, May 16th, 2022. Is going to lead up to a lot. Like, it's a lot going on right now, energy wise, planetary alignment wise. It's a lot going on right now. Uranus is in Taurus still, okay, and it's still going to be here for a while. So with Uranus being in Taurus, you know, people are going to be coming across like new inspirations. They're going to be having like these new career settings, and it's almost like they are reprogramming. They're reprogramming their settings. They're reprogramming everything for things to work out sustainably and for things to work out, you know, in a great stable manner, a great financial manner, a great, you know, everything just with nice mannerism, okay? Everybody wants to be on an even keel. With the solar eclipse coming up, that is on the 30th in Taurus, it's a lot of life changes. It's a lot of, you know, like I said, getting organized with your ideas. And it does not have to be like just finances. This could be like in your relationships with your mom, dad, brother, sister, children. You guys could also be going through a lot of difficult emotions. Because we soon have the Pluto retrograde. I believe the Pluto retrograde is on the 29th, but with the Pluto retrograde being on the 29th and being so close being so close to the solar eclipse, literally like the next day, it's like, and the Pluto retrograde is going to be here for a while. It's going to be here from the 29th all the way up until like May 13th. I give it around May 13th, May 14th. I give it around that time that is when it will, you know, begin and end. And then with, excuse me, with these retrogrades and with us having Mercury retrograde, it's already a lot of communication skills going left. It's a lot of, you know, misunderstandings. It could be some meltdowns, okay? A lot of people could be having a lot of meltdowns because, I mean, we have grieving going on. It's going to be grieving. It's going to be a lot of difficult emotions. Some of us, and I don't fault people for their emotions. I don't fault people for not expressing their emotions, because sometimes things can be so personal. It could be so personal to where you probably don't feel comfortable with talking to the next person or letting somebody know how you really are feeling deep down inside. If you are one of those people, though, I suggest that you get a journal. I suggest you listen to some good music. I suggest you get out the house, get some sunlight, you know, drink some water, eat some fruits, and being my point is, with the solar eclipse being so close to the retrograde starting, and the solar eclipse is in Taurus, so, excuse me, I'm yawning a lot. With a lot of, yeah, you guys could, a lot of you could be like sleepy, a lot of you could be tired, because with all of these energies going on, it's a lot of drainage. Like, it could feel like tug and war. And with this eclipse going on, and with the retrograde going on, and with the planets in alignment, and with Uranus in Taurus as well, it is a lot of being in your subconscious. It's a lot of, some of you could be in your subconscious and also be conscious about your subconscious, you know, if that makes sense. And so with being up in your subconscious, it's like some of you could be aware of what you need to work on. Like, some of you could be aware of what you need to work on. And it's not that you're in a loophole. There is a nice chunk of the collective that will be in a loophole, and that will be in their emotions, that will be, you know, confused. But for the next line of you guys, a lot of you, for the most part, are in your subconscious, but you guys are aware of what you need to work on. You guys are aware of what needs to be purged out of you. You guys are aware of what needs to go right and not go left. And some things that are left, you understand that it needs to go back right. So it's a lot of tug and war here. And it could be a lot of tug and war with yourself and within yourself, because these energies bring out a lot, especially with the full moon. The full moon being in Scorpio, it will bring out so much. It will bring out like a lot of changes, a lot of secrets, as we all know that the full moon should bring out a lot of secrets, a lot of hidden secrets, a lot of things that were left in the unknown coming back to the forefront, and then dealing with it and wiping your hands with it. If you want to wipe your hands away with it, that choice is yours. And then we have the lunar eclipse coming up. So with the lunar eclipse coming up, you guys, it's on May 16th. I will be posting a separate podcast. I will be posting a separate podcast about this. But I'm just going to talk about it a little bit for now. With the lunar eclipse being coming in May the 16th, right, of this year, it is, a lot of you will go through some nostalgia. A lot of you will be going through some regret, feeling regretful about situations, feeling regretful about why did this happen? Where did I go wrong with this? How can I not see this? A lot of beating yourself up, it could feel like. But we are only here to purge. We are only here to purge. We are here to recognize it, see it, take it for what it is, and move on. Move forward. Because it is easier said than done. It is easier to say, oh, well, you can move on. You can get past it. Some people don't. Some people don't just get past things like that, you know, in a snap of the fingers. It doesn't just happen like that. It really does take time. And with everything, majority of the things being in Taurus, this is really a slow moving process because Taurus is a fixed sign, so a lot of complications. But it is also a earth sign, very grounded, very stable, you know, very chill in their energy, in truth. You guys will be getting organized with your home because with the solar eclipse being in Taurus, and Tauruses are all about chill. Majority of Tauruses are all about chill. Majority of them are all about, you know, just being free and being in luxury and doing the things that they can do and doing the things that they want to do and, you know, making money while doing it. And a lot of Tauruses, they will tell you how it is. They will tell you how it is. It can hurt because it could feel like a dagger, and they are a bull. So you guys are thinking about a lot with home. You guys are thinking about a lot with relationships. You guys are working, okay? You don't want to just think about it. You actually want to work towards it as well. Because with being stuck in your mind, you can be in a loophole. It can cause you to be stagnant. It can cause you to be very indecisive, to feel like you have an imbalance, to feel like you have no justice over your own subconscious, right? That's what it can feel like. And with Taurus being in my moon sign, I am already going through, your girl is already going through the emotional purging. I'm already going through the healing. I'm already going through the career and, you know, making it to be something that I am meant to be doing and what I see myself doing. You know, a really good time for manifesting. And being here in Taurus season, you guys are manifesting. You guys are planting the seeds, okay? You guys are finding what seeds you want, okay? The idea. The ideas up in your head. That is the seed that you're starting to plant. Then working towards those ideas, working towards that career, working towards that new project, and watching it manifest by the time the summer comes. Watching it manifest by the time the summer comes, and then we being in spring, putting the water on the seeds, putting the seeds in the, you know, in the nice dirt and the good dirt, watching it grow, watching it get that sunlight, watching it manifest. This is what is happening. It is a time for manifesting. It's a time for reevaluating and reprogramming. And a lot of you have been reprogramming. A lot of you have been, getting back to reprogramming what you originally had planned, or is something that you don't see anymore and you really want to work on something else. This is a great time to do that. You want to plant the seeds, and by the time Gemini season comes, you guys are, it's like here in Taurus season, you guys are getting the seeds together, okay? You guys are getting the seeds together, right? To put into the dirt. When Gemini season gets here, you guys will have that information. Mercury is here in retrograde. You guys will be having the information. And when Mercury goes back direct, you guys can possibly have more information, right? Then when Cancer season gets here, the water is coming. The water is being put on the seeds. By the time summer comes, Leo season is growing. Your ideas, career goals, everything is growing. Everything has manifest. Everything is coming to fruition. It is a slow process. It will feel, some of you will feel like nothing is going anywhere. Some of you will feel like that. You will feel like nothing is going anywhere. I have feelings like that sometimes. I have emotions like that sometimes where it's like, okay, I'm doing the work, but I'm not seeing nothing. Where is it at? Patience is a virtue, you guys. Always have to be in high priestess mode, okay? And we're only so young. Well, at least I'm only so young. But I'm working towards this. I'm learning this, okay? It is okay. It's okay if it does not grow right. You could go back and grow it again. It is never too late for anything. It just surprises. It surprises me so much how a lot of people think that it is, you know, they don't have enough time. Like, they don't have enough time. Like, it's a certain way that you have to do things. It's not a certain way that you have to do things. It's all about you, the person, coming up with the plan. You, the person, coming up with the ideas. You getting out there, you know, with the resources and just really going for it. Just really taking that risk. Like, not even holding yourself back. Not holding yourself back. We have the Amber Heard trial. She's a Taurus. We have her with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is a Cancer. It's a lot of emotions. It's a lot of stubbornness going on at this time. And then at the same time, it's all coming to the forefront. But this is what I'm trying to say. The energy is going to push everything coming to the forefront. When you want to control things and when you want to have that kind of power and dominance over something, the universe, the energy is going to make it to where you have to realize, what the heck am I doing? And then you have to reevaluate everything. Then you're going to start reprogramming everything from then on there, because something has knocked on the door. Something has paved the way. Difficult emotions, grieving. You know, like I said earlier, a lot of grieving. If you have love, like, you know, family members that have passed away, a lot of you are thinking about these family members. A lot of you are, you know, like, it's a lot. Thinking about these family members, thinking about, you know, if you guys have had children and you guys have had miscarriages, you guys could be thinking about that. We do have the full moon in Scorpio. Full moon can be about pregnancy. It could be about fertility. You know, like I said, changes, hidden secrets, lies, people that don't really know how to tell the truth, and yet they're a fibber, and it's gonna come out. Everything is gonna come out to the forefront. Sorry about that. I'm so happy that I'm just here. If you guys have any water, drink some water. If you guys want to smoke, you can smoke. I mean, it's all chill here. It's all chill here. And my phone just keeps going off. What the heck? I just did the Scorpio reading. I also just did the Scorpio reading. So check out that. You guys can check that out on Different Perspectives Tarot. Different Perspectives Tarot. Okay, on YouTube. I will be leaving a link here on the podcast. Like, a lot of nostalgia. A lot of you could be up. A lot of you, like, I just really feel like a lot of people have been up. And, you know, the sleep schedule is all backwards. Sleep schedule is all backwards. Nobody's getting, like, on the right track. People are trying to get on the right track, you know. It does not mean that you're not getting on the right track because things are a little complicated. But this is what I am trying to tell you guys. This is how the energy of Taurus is. It's fixed. It can be complicated, but it is also grounded because this is something that you know. You know that that is what it is. I have Aries and Cancer and Gemini reading coming up next. I hope you guys check that out. I hope you guys like, comment, and subscribe on that. You guys, it's understandable, okay? I don't want anyone to ever feel like they're alone because you're not alone. And some of us Tauruses can feel like that. I say us because Taurus is also in my moon sign. Like, we are nobody to be fucked with. We're nobody to be fucked with. We're nobody to be played with. And at the same time, we also can feel like, you know, by ourselves because we're being up in our head a lot so much and we're thinking of so much going on. It's so much of what went right and what has went wrong. Like, that is the emotional energy right now. That's the emotional energy right now. And some of you are, you know, will be going through great energy. A majority of you will be going through great energy, inshallah, because, like I say, you are going to be purging emotions. You will get rid of these emotions that are not serving you anymore. It's not serving you no longer. So you will see it for what it is. You'll get rid of it and you'll go on an adventure and be your best self. Being in the sun, being chill, getting food, relaxing, ice cream, going for a walk, going for some exercise. You don't have to feel like you're alone. You are only feeling that way because you're thinking that way. And with the solar eclipse being in Taurus, okay, and with the full moon being in Scorpio, the Taurus is opposite. Here in the next 3 weeks, 2 weeks and a half, it is a lot of back and forth emotion. It's a lot of indecisive emotions. It's a lot of being alert about your emotions and also being alert about what you need to do to not go back towards those emotions, right? To not be triggered by those emotions, right? Because Taurus is a bull, and we know that the red thing triggers the bull. So be careful not to be triggered. Be careful to go within this yourself, to figure out these emotions for yourself, because you know your situation. You know what you need to do. You don't have to be just a Taurus. This is for the collective. It does not have to be Taurus. It does not have to be the... It does not have to be, you know, the sign. This is about you, the individual. Us as our own individual selves. what we are needing to figure out on our own situation, what we need to figure out. And because this energy, I'm telling you guys, this energy is going to knock. It's knocking. It's knocking. I've been going through so much. Like, I cannot tell you guys. I can't wait to upload more episodes because I am going to tell you guys. But it's like, it's a lot of things that I've been through. It's a lot of things that I've gone through. And it's a lot of things that I have still been working. It's a lot of things that I know I get triggered by as a woman. I get triggered by as Acriana, Yana Berry. I know I get triggered by certain things, but I'm working on that. I'm working on that. And one of those things can deal with procrastination. It's been, I don't know how long it's been since I have uploaded a podcast, you guys, but I know that it's been forever. And that is one of the things that I know that I have an issue on, that I know that I get triggered by, is me being a procrastinator. Like, oh my gosh, Acriana, why are you always procrastinating? Oh my gosh, Yana, you said you were going to do this and now you don't want to do this. Now you want to do something else. This is something that I'm working on. I'm sure you guys can understand. I'm sure you guys can feel what your girl is saying here. And with being in Aries season, with us having Aries season, with us being in Aries season, it was a lot of, like, it's like a lot of people were running around with their heads cut off like a chicken. Running around, but yet trying to be so determined about this, that, and the third. No, we're coming up in Taurus season now. We are here in Taurus season. It's time to slow down, chill. Gather the thoughts, okay? Subconscious. Gather the thoughts. And do what needs to be done. I'm just happy. I'm just really happy and I'm really excited that I'm back on the podcast. I'm back on the channel. I'm back to sharing these information, sharing the knowledge with you guys, with the crew. And I'm happy that you guys can trust me with this information. I have a next podcast coming up soon. This was just, you know, a little something, just a little chit chat for now, because I know that it's been forever and I really wanted to get you guys up on game about what is to come. And when the more weeks are adding up and when the more weeks are coming into alignment with these events, I'm going to be posting more podcasts about that. So just be on the lookout, you guys. Check out the YouTube channel. Check out Different Perspectives Tarot. I thank you guys for being here on the Different Perspectives podcast. And I appreciate you guys for being here. And I will talk to you guys soon. I love yous. Ciao.